Can you feel the anticipation of Christmas in the air? Joyous gatherings with family and friends, wonderful food, amazing smells, futile hopes of eating just enough and nothing more. Music that stirs your heart with child memories and fills it with wonder at what the love of God has done in Jesus. But anticipation? If you're anything like me, those memories easily reassemble because some assembly was required. Around those boxes and bags under the tree, sneaking around, finding the ones with your name on them, giving that furtive shake like some kind of early CAT scan or MRI technology, trying to form an image of what's inside, imagining what you would find on Christmas. It's not all selfish, though, this Christmas anticipation. Even better is that advanced movie trailer playing in your head of the look on the faces of the ones you love as they open the presents you have carefully chosen. Wonder and delight, smiles and joy. Anticipation was in the air that first Christmas, too. As a father, in the fullness of time, sent precious treasure from heaven. As a people, waited and looked with longing hope for the greatest gift of all, Emmanuel.
Mary, not demons, she has tears. down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Indeed. Oh yes, in the sense that this gift was not wrapped in a cathedral or capital, crowds of people and dignitaries clustered around monitors, obsessing on news crawls and text messages, watching for the announcement of the royal birth. No, it was unwrapped. He was unwrapped. Out in the country, away from the dignitaries, announced by angels to common people. First the crown, then the shoulders, and all the rest of that precious baby boy, unwrapped and then rewrapped in swaddling clothes to keep off the night's chill, and placed in a feeding trough filled with hay. God deliberately forgot to hire the right PR firm to script this delivery, this giving of the greatest gift of all. But the news still got out and went far, very far. Not via some ancient grapevine or Twitter. No, the words of prophecy spoke that delivery notice and sent it by starlight to pagans.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da, da ba da ba da.
Jesus, talking about Jesus.
Amen. Doesn't that make you happy? Amen. Praise the Lord. A big thank you to Rick, to the whole choir, the women's chorus, the men's chorus, and to our soloist, to Janine on the piano, and we forgot to put on the program Missy Forncrick on the flute, and we thank you so much for that. But the reason we celebrate is because of that greatest gift of all, Jesus. Didn't just stay a wonderful child. Right now, today, he is present as your wonderful Savior. And if he isn't, I pray that by the time I am done praying today, that he is, because that is what we are here for. We are here to meet him. We are here to know him. That's why he came here. You know, when people give especially extravagant gifts, it's nice if we can just be totally appreciative and thankful and everything, but sometimes we wonder, why are you giving me this? Is there something you want? Is there something you're after? And by the way, as far as heaven is concerned, I'm all excited about the streets of golden mansions and everything, but I'm even more excited that that won't even cross your mind in heaven. To wonder why somebody does something good for you. It'll just be all love, pure love, and nothing but love. But here, we wonder, why did you give me something like that? What do you want? And of course, we think about God giving Jesus, completely unselfish. Surely he didn't want anything back from us. But oh, you're wrong about that. Our hearts are wrong because he did want something back from us. He wanted the privilege of having you in his family forever. Amen. That's not a selfish want, is it? That's completely a loving want. He wants you in his family forever. I think of the words of that carol from On a Bleak Midwinter by Christina Rossetti. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? I give him my heart. My prayer is that today, that no matter what you think of yourself, if you think you're too dirty of a gift for him to want, or if you've just thought you were fine on your own without him having you, you're doing just fine, I pray that today you wrap up that heart of yours. Or better yet, let him wrap it, because he'll do that, and just give it to him. And say today, Jesus, thank you that you are mine. Now I am yours. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave your one and only Son, Jesus, to become a little baby, so vulnerable, so small, to put yourself in a position where Satan thought he could have you and destroy your whole plan. But you did it for love of us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And Father, as we celebrate the connections that we have here in this earth with our friends, with our family, and Father, I especially pray if there's anyone here who doesn't even feel like they have those connections, that our connection with you, the love that you pour out for us, will be our strength, will be our rock, and will be our guiding star to take us all the way to heaven in your family forever. Father, if there's anyone who doesn't know you, who doesn't know the joy of being your family, I pray that they will know that today. And I want to tell you, if that's you, after our service, we ask here in the front of our sanctuary for a couple of elders to be on either side, and they can pray with you and share with you so that you can leave this place knowing that the gift of Jesus is for you, that you are his and he is yours, and you are in his family forever. Father, bless us this week. Bless us in all our gatherings. May they be joyous. Those who are traveling, keep them safe. And may we all be reunited here again to worship, and all be for sure reunited in your heavenly kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. And thank you.